New statistics show the number of Montana high school students taking advanced placement classes fell slightly in 2013, but the overall trend is up considerably in the last decade. The number of students taking the college-level preparatory classes has risen nearly 40% since 2003. The number of those passing AP exams and earning college credit has jumped almost 30% in the same time period. Capital reporter Dan Boyce introduces us to some high schoolers who recognize the advantages of these more rigorous courses.
Step into Helena High teacher Ryan Schulte's 12:30 AP American History class.
Talk to me about what problems you guys think American farmers had during the Gilded Age.
And it's basically the lightning round from the start.
Give me one, Tyson.
Farming techniques.
Is that a problem or is that an advancement?
Mr. Schulte moving quickly from discussion to discussion.
One of the best innovations as far as the entire West, miners, farmers, ranchers. What? Railroad, okay?
There's little time for students who haven't done their reading homework to catch up. That's okay. Schulte says the 10 kids in this period are engaged in the material, perhaps more motivated than his non-AP students.
And part of it is their surrounding. They get with other students who are excited about learning or want to learn or want to get better in the learning process.
That's part of it. But what's the...
He's been teaching AP history for 6 years, and his enrollment numbers have stayed pretty consistent the whole time.
Usually stays anywhere between 40 and 50.
Statewide, AP enrollment dipped about 2% for seniors in the class of 2013 over the class of 2012, but that number is 40% higher than a decade ago in 2003.
There's been a greater opportunity for the courses that are being offered.
That's Montana Office of Public Instruction Chief of Staff Madeline Quinlan. The larger high schools in Montana often provide 6, 8, maybe 12 different AP course options. Bozeman High School has the most at 17 different classes. Helena High, where Ryan Schulte teaches, has 10 AP courses.
How many of you are taking more than one AP class this year? So, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 of 10 hands raise. And it's here you realize AP classes are not just for seniors. The two with their hands down, they're sophomores. They can't take more than one AP class. The other 8?
And all the rest of you guys are all juniors?
Yeah.
All of you?
Yeah. Junior Holt Gibson says he knows some students who finished 11 AP exams by the time they graduated high school and entered college.
They actually started halfway through their sophomore year, the first year, because they took every AP class they could.
It can save a lot of money. Junior Margot LeClaire.
You only spend the $60 or whatever for the test as opposed to the hundreds of dollars that you would spend in college.
The Office of Public Instruction says the number of AP exams passed in 2013 represents a potential cost savings to Montana students and families of almost $2 million. The office is currently searching for funding to train more teachers in the state to provide these classes. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.